Hello, welcome to episode 3 of the Suicide Prevention Podcast. I am Dr. Dawn, the suicide prevention pharmacist. And today I would like to talk a little bit about AFSP, which is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I want to talk about a couple of activities that I'm looking forward to here in the next few months, and wanted to also make people aware of these events in case they're interested in learning more or interested in participating. Before I get started, I do want to remind people of the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and the Crisis Text Line. I want to say them at the beginning in case I forget them at the end, but if I say them at the beginning and the end, then that works as well. But the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, this is in the United States of America. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number is 800-273-8255. Again, that number is 800-273-8255. The crisis text line, you can text the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741. Again, the crisis text line, you can text the word HOME to 741-741. So as I mentioned at the beginning, I wanted to talk about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and some of the activities that I will be doing related to that group. So the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, they have their, it's a well-known organization, at least to me. I've heard about it in a lot of different places. And they have a website, which is afsp.org. which contains all kinds of information. They do education, they do research and advocacy. And so it's a big group that, if you have not heard of them and you're interested in suicide prevention, I encourage you to go to their website. And again, that is afsp.org. But a couple of different things that I want to bring your attention to with the AFSP organization is, the first one is the Out of the Darkness overnight walks. And different locations have had them, and there may be some other ones available, but this has been happening for many years. I believe it's been around 25 years. I don't have the exact number. And then due to COVID, some of those have been canceled or postponed or become virtual walks. But the walk in particular I want to highlight is coming up in June. It's the first weekend in June. So the walk starts on June 4th. That's a Saturday. And it is in New York City. So this is a walk for anybody who's interested in suicide prevention. You could be a suicide loss survivor or have been touched in suicide or touched by suicide in whatever way that you can imagine. But it's a night for connection, for support, for advocacy, for people getting together for a common cause. And this walk is, from what I can tell, is huge. It's going to be lots of people. The walk itself is around 16 miles, maybe even anywhere from 16 to 18 miles, depending on the route. My suspicion, even though they haven't determined the whole route or shared the whole route with us, is that this will be around Manhattan, maybe around Central Park in that area. So if you're interested in learning more about the overnight walk, you can go to theovernight.org. Again, that website is theovernight.org. You can participate as an individual. You can participate as a team. There is a fundraising requirement, and it is a minimum of $1,000 for most people. There may be some exceptions. You'd have to look on the website. There is also a virtual walker option if you can't make it to New York City, but you still want to participate in some way. So there is options to participate virtually if you would like. The next activity I wanted to bring to your attention is the Long-Term Survivors of Suicide Loss Summit. This is also put on by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And this year it will be held in Cleveland, Ohio, and the dates are July 21st through July 24th. I believe this has been held before. I'm not quite sure. I can't find a whole lot of information about it on the website, but this is set up to be held in person in July in Cleveland, as I mentioned. So this is another way for people to connect, to have understanding, to feel empowered, to be inspired. And this is an event that I believe their recommended time period is that it's been more than 5 years since that event that made a person a suicide loss survivor. Doesn't mean that's a hard and fast rule. Everybody has their own comfort level. Everybody's story is different. So it really depends on your personal needs and beliefs, but I'm definitely looking forward to this because for those of you who have been touched by suicide, if you are a suicide loss survivor, you understand and get it in a way that people who haven't had that experience don't understand. And it's nothing personal, and it's nothing against people who haven't been in that scenario, but once you've lost somebody to suicide, you get it in a different way. And so to be able to connect with people who get it and understand that piece is very important. So haven't necessarily heard a lot about what that conference is going to entail in terms of speakers and activities and how that's going to work, but I am planning to attend that as well. So I am looking forward to both those events, the overnight walk in New York and the summit in Cleveland. And for this activity, this is found on the AFSP.org website. You can Google long-term survivors of suicide loss summit, long-term survivors suicide loss summit, whatever combination of words in it can get you to that page. There is a lot of words in that terminology for the summit, but you should be able to find it with a Google search if need be. Or again, you can go to the AFSP.org website and search for it from that page. So those are a couple of the ways that if you're interested in suicide prevention, you can get involved, you can attend those events, be a part of those events, you can donate and support that work in those events, or you can learn about those events. And so there are many different ways and many different levels that you can get involved with these activities. And I wanted to bring these to your attention because they are coming up here in a few months and they will be here before you know it. So again, I want to thank you all for listening. This podcast is definitely shorter than the last one where I shared my story. I hope you had a chance to listen to that and that was beneficial and helpful. I hope this information that I'm providing here in episode 3 about the AFSP activities is beneficial as well. And you can let me know. This will be posted on my website. Feel free to send me a comment or contact me or send an email as well. As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, I will end the podcast again going over the resources if someone is in crisis or you know someone who needs help. You can share or you are encouraged to contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Again, this is in the United States of America. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number is 800-273-8255. Again, that number is 800-273-8255. And the crisis text line, you can text the word HOME, that's H-O-M-E, to 741-741. Again, text the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741. Thank you again for listening to the Suicide Prevention Podcast. This has been Dr. Dawn, the suicide prevention pharmacist, and I wish you all well and take care. Goodbye.